As far back as I can remember, Mama was telling people they were in the wrong line of work and suggesting alternative careers. If the landlord fixed the sink, she told him he should have been a plumber. If he couldn't fix it, Mama would wait until the plumber came and then tell him he should have been a landlord. And if either one of them told her a joke, Mama would have to know why he hadn't gone into show business. My turn came when I grew up and became a housewife. "You missed your calling," Mama sighs, examining the doodles on my phone book. "You should have been an artist." Later, I tell her how I returned rancid fish to the supermarket and demanded a refund, and she amends this to lawyer. I know it's horse feathers, but I like it. "You missed your calling," I tell Mama. "You should have been a vocational counselor." "I know," she sighs, "but that's life. Maybe now that it's spring." According to Mama, there is no problem that will not be a little bit solved by the coming of spring. I grew up believing that there was only one correct way to end a discussion of things unpleasant or troublesome. Nod at the calendar, pat somebody on the back if possible, and sigh, "Maybe in the spring." I could understand how certain problems, sinus conditions, chapped lips, sticking windows, would respond to the change of seasons, but I never tried to unravel the spring magic that Mama vowed would help me understand fractions or long division.